You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A week from now, a multi-billion dollar business is going to throw itself a party and hand out lots of awards. I'm talking about the Oscars, and so this week, we're preparing you. Also, we want you to win your office pool. So I have one of the hosts of APM's culture show, The Dinner Party Download, with me, Brendan Francis Noonan. Welcome back.
Hi, Lizzie. Thanks for having me back. Excited to be here.
I realize you're probably not going to come to my house to watch the Oscars, but I would like you to
That would require an invitation.
Yeah, I know. I would like you to walk us through how to throw a decent Oscar party, because this is something I feel like people aspire to and fail.
Yes.
How expensive does this have to be, first off?
This doesn't have to be expensive at all. I mean, basically, whenever you throw a party, our rule at the Dinner Party Download is everyone brings their own bottle of wine, a bottle of wine per person, even if they're a non-drinker, so you have an abundance of wine. You pretty much have to just provide a television, and you could even just do popcorn because it is the movies. You could act like it's just like, you know, you did that not because you were cheap, but because you wanted to pay tribute to the movie theater. Or you could go, you know, you could get it catered, or you could do something a little more substantial. But, you know, you pretty much just need some booze, a television, and some snacks.
What sets a good Oscar party apart?
A good Oscar party, it's a lot like life, I think, Lizzie, where you have to take it simultaneously seriously and not seriously enough, right?
Okay.
This is the Oscars. On the one hand, this is one of the oldest awards ceremonies in the country, which is kind of amazing. It first started in 1929. It is now seen in more than 200 countries. It's this huge deal. Everyone can gather together and have an opinion on it. But on the other hand, these are overpaid people who don't even fully represent our country, which we've heard a lot about this year with the Oscars So White. So a lot of the fun is kind of making fun of the people, and the red carpet is a good time to do that. But I think you can kind of keep that mischievous spirit alive throughout the screening. And so I think here's a way you can do that.
Okay.
Two screens, okay?
Oh.
One is a TV for people who take it seriously. Or when you want to take a certain category seriously, you walk into that room. The other room is more the loose, fun, catching up room,
making fun of the
TV room. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the other rule, really. Like, you can't really take this too seriously. These are not the Human Rights Awards. These are our modern kind of I mean, this is awful. This gives me too much credit. But, you know, these are kind of like the Greek gods or Roman gods of yore, where we like to watch them mess up and make mistakes. And so it's okay to be goofy and mock them.
When you think about channeling your Schadenfreude, or maybe it's rooting for someone, you want there to be actual skin in the game. You believe betting is important.
Yes, I've come to believe this. So my co-host Rico Galliano is a very strong believer in betting pools. I resist it, but now I agree with him, because you need something on the line when you get to that part of Oscar night where they're talking about the best sound mixing, the best animated short. You know, look, it's hard enough to even to see the main features. So to stay invested during those portions of the party, it's worth it to have money. Yeah,
money.
You need money.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah.
Can I bring up another tip?
Please.
Okay, because lest you think people should just be goofy and drunk, you know, the in memoriam section is the one part of the night where people need to be quiet and pay attention, because these are people who've passed. And at some point, I guarantee it will induce goosebumps, because even if it's you don't feel really close to one of the people who's passed away, you'll see a movie they worked on or something. And you know that feeling when you hear StoryCorps on public radio and you start crying in the shower? Wait, is that just me? That feeling could happen. And even if it doesn't happen for you, we need to be respectful.
Fair. I like that one. So all of this is taking place in maybe somebody's private house. And maybe they're not walking out or giving people, you know, several hundred thousand dollars of gifts, but the rich people at the Oscars are actually getting that?
Yeah. So you may have heard me scream in my office the other day because I saw this article on CNBC. It's entitled, "This is What is in the 2016 Oscar Swag Bag." It is crazy. The current bag is worth $220,000.
What?
That's up 30% from last year, where it was only worth $168,000 last year. And these are given often to the winners of awards.
They're giving, like, salaries, really good salaries.
It would be, you know, so you hear the number and it is crazy, right? But it's a little clickbaity, because if you unpack it, you know, among the things are like three fitness training sessions with Jay Cardiello valued at $1,400. I don't know who that person – I mean, clearly, look at me. I don't know who that person is. So there's just a lot of stuff like that. Like, you know, you could get an all-access trip to Israel if you want to take it, that sort of thing. There's three complimentary nights at the Grand Hotel Tremezzo near Lake Como in Italy, right?
I'll take that.
I know. Here's one that is actually pretty noble. It's a donation of 10,000 meals to an animal shelter or rescue of the nominee's choice.
That, I guess, is supposed to make us feel a little bit better about the free vacations.
Yeah, you're right. But, at least they're trying.
As you know, I'm a hyper-competitive person. If we're betting, how do I win my pool?
I mean, first of all, you need to go see the movies. So Okay. You have a week. Catch up.
Yep.
Maybe invite your nerdiest friend, someone who's seen all the documentaries and the short docs, right? And you kind of talk to them, pump them for information. And then what you also could do is, if you're hosting the party, is you could fill out 5 ballots. People are going to be drinking as the night progresses. And I'm basically saying you should cheat.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Will you help me fill out my ballot?
I will help you fill out your ballot.
Brendan Francis Noonan, co-host of the Dinner Party Download. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Lizzie. I'll see you at your party.